In the name of the one God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. As I begin this morning, I'd like to share three quotes with you. Quotes from different individuals who lived at various points in the past two centuries. The first comes from Lee Iacocca, the legendary chairman of Chrysler, who once said, "In times of great stress or adversity, it's always best to keep busy, to plow your anger and your energy into something positive." And then there's one from the famous writer and lecturer Dale Carnegie, who said, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy." And finally, the 19th century suffragist and social activist Elizabeth Cady Stanton wrote, "I am always busy," which is perhaps the chief reason why I am always well. Activity is a way of dealing with stress. Activity is a way of overcoming fear. Activity is a way of maintaining health. Now, what do these three particular quotes tell me? In short, I think they tell me that we live in a world that is driven by the busy. And as the words of these three individuals show, this is not a point that we reached in just the recent past. When you consider how far back these quotes start, you can see, at least in the words of Stanton, Carnegie, and Iacocca, the journey to this point was launched quite a while back. And each of them, in both the times in which they were spoken and even now in the time in which we live, is a sign of the norm of a culture that values productivity and busyness over reflection and listening. They are emblematic of society having arrived at a point in our history when doing is more valued and prioritized more than simply being. And it's that dichotomy, the divide between being busy and being still, that we find in this brief reading from Luke's Gospel. Mary and Martha have vastly different approaches to making use of the time they have with Jesus. One sister opts to do the scurrying about and then complain about the choice she has made. The other takes advantage of the time to sit and learn from their friend and teacher and simply rejoice in being in his presence. Mary seized the opportunity. Martha let the opportunity pass her by. And when Jesus gently called out Martha on her complaining, he was reminding her of what in that moment was more important. It wasn't work or scurrying around to accomplish something, or checking off items on a to-do list. No, what was important in that moment was the choice Mary had made to simply sit and be. How often in our own lives do we focus so much on the business of life, on the busyness of life, that we don't make room for Jesus? When we are so busy with the tasks of each day that nothing else has room to breathe, do we ever stop to consider that we are also crowding out God? Now, there are likely many reasons why being busy is, for people, preferable to being silent. Perhaps their personalities are such that they simply don't know how to slow down. Maybe there's uncertainty that they will not know what to do in that moment of just being. And I have to wonder whether for some there's simply fear over what they will hear from God in those moments of non-activity. What will God ask of them? This interaction between Jesus Mary and Martha should be a place of reassurance. Not once do we see that Jesus has ever asked anything of them. By doing nothing more than sitting with him, Mary has allowed space for God to work. Space for Jesus to spend time with her, talk with her, and share love with her. So this morning, I'm going to do something a little unconventional. Invite each one of you to have a Mary moment. I would like to invite you for the next 2 or 3 minutes to sit in silence. I want you to try to set aside any of the lists or tasks or activities that you may be thinking about at this moment. I want you to step out of the liturgy briefly and set aside your service booklet, your prayer book, and your hymnal. I want you to move away from rushing around with Martha and spend time sitting with Jesus. Pay attention to what you may feel or even what you think you might be missing. See how it feels to focus on being rather than simply doing. And in the space that you're creating, pay attention to what you may hear from God. And as you leave this place and move into the remainder of your day, may you take a bit of this merry time into a world that far too often is created by Martha. I'll keep count. Amen.